me. Please be seated. You know, honestly, while Jimmy was talking, I just kept quiet and I was just thinking that if you believe the truth that he has shared and apply it, you will never, never go down. It's true. I think we should just, even if it's just a prayer again, and say, Lord, the truths I have heard, let me not just be emotionally excited. Let's ask for help from God. They heard the word just like we did, but the word did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Thank you for understanding. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, the lifter up of my head. Sing it one more time. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord,
but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me.
My glory, the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. I don't know if they were honored and recognized, but please let's celebrate Reverend Obandoma and his dear wife. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. I announced it yesterday, but we'll still honor them again, Reverend Daniels and his dear wife, all the way from Enugu. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Mukhtar is here. Happy. Where is your wife? Wife, where are you? Wave your hands. Got tiny hands with a ring on it. Praise the Lord. Jimmy has shared the goal. Really, this whole session is an attempt to not only inspire us. Oh, by the way, please let's celebrate those outside. Please let's celebrate those outside. There is a huge sacrifice. There are people seated everywhere. And in the sun, it is extremely inconveniencing. But like we always teach, there is no sacrifice. Pay the price now so you can pay any price tomorrow. There is a central price to pay now. Then you will be able to pay any price tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to, just a few things really. Ejimi has, I mean, when I sat down and I listened to him, I said, this is more than enough to jumpstart anyone's life. You must always know the strategy God has allocated for a generation to prosper or for a generation to know Him. There is a pathway. Your assignment is to find out what method are you using in this season. And some of the things that he shared here, they are not opinions. Please understand this. It is very, very powerful that you know this. The journey to wealth, and let me start. The journey to wealth is not just a journey to get money. It's a journey to redeem time. I want to start by talking a bit about time. Because if we do not understand the value of time, sorry, I may be writing, you may not see it, but no problem. Time. This is a very, very mysterious concept. Time. That the only thing that God gives you is time. And that whatever you make out of that time, destiny is what you do with time. Are we together now? Yes. The Bible says to redeem the time because the days are evil. One of the most effective ways to redeem the time is to be prosperous. When you prosper, it's a very powerful strategy to redeem time. The standard challenge of failures and those who are weak and poor is that they never have access to their time. No matter what you have, if you lose time, you don't have anything. A dying man's request is not more money, it's not more ideas, it's not more education. A dying man's request is more time. Because the moment you have time, whatever it is that you desire can come. Take away a man's time and pour a pile of dollars on him, it makes no sense. A man that dies is a man who does not have any earthly time again. The price and the size of the clothes and the coffin notwithstanding. So all that we have been sharing here, listen to me, is so that by the grace of God, I hope you know that it's a cost to spend your entire lifetime seeking money. It's a cost. It was never designed that way. The time that God gave us, there was an assignment connected to it. Are we together? And that you must know the principles that will help you to gain time. Wealth can gain time because you can outsource other people's time. You can have more than 24 hours when you are wealthy. You have to understand this. Because like Ejimi was sharing, there are many people who think this is just about, you know, having money and, you know, it's wonderful. But let me tell you this, it's deeper than that. It's deeper than just a desire to do well. This is what you seek to redeem. Time. It takes time to know God. It takes time to serve God. Are we together? It takes time to build anything that works. This, the things you are hearing, just like he told you, most of the people that will share this will never share this free of charge. Impossible. People have invested millions and millions to learn. But you cannot give it free when you are hungry. You know, everybody is really a giver. It's just that there is a level of commitment of your time that will not allow you to freely release. If Joseph's brothers met him in Potiphar's house, he will not forgive them. Forgiveness is easy when you are blessed. That's why you hardly find wealthy people offended, and these things are unnecessary. Time. It takes time to build a good home. It takes time to be an effective minister of the gospel. You don't sit down, you ask any preacher you know, you don't sit down and just prepare a spirit-inspired sermon in 1 or 2 hours. Aside from the inspiration of the Almighty, you need to study. It takes time. It takes time to teach your children the way of the Lord. It takes time to build relationships. Remember, we spoke a bit about it. You want to transit from relationships as a connection to an investment. It takes time. When you take a flight to Lagos, you simply created a system of redeeming time. That whereas it would have taken you 12 hours or 13, hoping that nothing happened on the way. Are we together? If the car breaks down, why are you angry? Because something is happening to your time. Please listen. You have to get this. The whole fight is for this. Time. 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 There is no time in the grave. It takes time to live a life that is effective. Many people cannot afford certain things because of this. Time. What this phone does is it helps you redeem time. Whereas I would have written a letter and it would have taken 2 weeks to get to the US with one dial in 2 minutes. Why do fast foods make a lot of money? They have found a way of redeeming time. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It's very, very important. Why is a typewriter obsolete? Because it did not sustain the ability to help men redeem time. So the journey to wealth, among many other things, was primarily designed to give you the environment and the atmosphere where time is of an advantage. I shared with you, the devil has a strategy. If you have wealth and have time, you have cheated life. And so you are at liberty to choose one. Time without wealth or wealth without time. What we are teaching you here, brothers and sisters, is more than abundance. You don't need this seminar to have some level of abundance. Some people can have a good job, maybe in an oil company, and have a cash flow that is reasonable, but they are not free. Financial freedom, you see that definition that Jimmy gave you, is important. The ability to have sufficient financial resources alongside the time, the energy, the peace of mind to be blessed by it. It takes time to live an impactful life. Are we together? Imagine that as we are teaching right now, simply because of the financial constraints, we begin to move around with a bowl all around and say, look, if you don't want the diesel to degen to off, or if you don't want us to be hungry tonight, please come around. It is powerful to get to a realm where you no longer think about money. You have to believe it exists. We have so factored it that we believe that until you think, oh, where will I get this? Where will this come from? That you get to a point where your only restraint is contentment and the voice of the Holy Spirit, not lack. There is such a place. Ejimi spent about an hour or so building your mind to believe. Because do you know, for many people, and this has nothing to do with region, you hear people say, oh, this region like money. It's not true. Money is very necessary. Money is not everything. But in the area that only money can serve, nothing will replace it. The body of Jesus was hanging on the cross. No prayer could bring it down. No fasting could bring it down. No warfare could bring it down. It took prosperity to bring the word down to get to the grave.